This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders won the Nevada presidential caucus Saturday, taking the overall lead in delegates and cementing his front-runner status. The 78-year-old Vermont senator successfully rallied his fiercely loyal base, tapping into support from Nevada's large Latino community as the Democratic contest moved for the first time into a state with a significant minority population. Campaigning in Texas, one of the states on the so-called Super Tuesday primary day, Sanders told supporters they must work together to beat President Donald Trump.
This is the most consequential election in the modern history of this country. Texas will play an enormous role. If we win here in Texas, Trump is finished.
The victory, while encouraging for Sanders supporters, only deepens concern among establishment-minded Democratic leaders who fear that the self-described Democratic socialist is too extreme to defeat President Trump. South Korea reported 123 new confirmed coronavirus cases and a fourth death from the virus, taking the national tally to 556, according to the Korean Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. More than half the additional cases were found to be linked to a church in the southeastern city of Daegu, after a 61-year-old woman known as Patient 31 attended services there and later tested positive for the virus. In Italy, thousands of people were on lockdown after hundreds came into contact with 54 people who are confirmed infected. Two Italians have died. The death toll in Iran rose to 6. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A UN report says Afghanistan passed a grim milestone with more than 100,000 civilians killed or hurt in the last 10 years since the international body began documenting casualties in the war there. Last year, there was a slight decrease in the number of civilians hurt or killed, which the report says was the result of reduced casualties inflicted by the Islamic State affiliate. But still, UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan Human Rights Chief Fiona Fraser said the documentation of the report indicates more than 10,000 civilian casualties for the sixth year in a row.
UNAMA has again documented for the sixth year in a row that there have been over 10,000 civilian casualties caused by the armed conflict. A third of those are people who've been killed. Men, women, boys, and girls.
The report released Saturday by UNAMA comes as a week-long reduction of violence agreement between the United States and Taliban takes effect. The move paves the way for a February 29th signing of a peace accord that Washington hopes will end America's longest war. South Sudan opened a new chapter in its fragile emergence from civil war Saturday as rival leaders formed a coalition government. One day after President Salva Kiir dissolved the previous government, opposition leader Riek Machar was sworn in as his deputy. Kiir declared the official end of the war and said, "We can now proclaim a new dawn."
We solemnly swear that we will work together to preserve the lives of our people and preserve their unity.
The world's youngest nation slid into civil war in 2013, 2 years after winning a long-fought independence from Sudan. Nearly 400,000 people were killed when supporters of Kiir and Machar fought. Thousands took to the streets in Chile on Saturday to protest proposals to bring in a new constitution. The call for a new constitution has been one of the demands in street protests that have swept Chile since last October. Demonstrators want to reduce the gap between rich and poor and are demanding reforms in healthcare, education, and pensions. Brazil's famed carnival kicked off in earnest on Saturday as millions of scantily clad revelers poured into the streets. Many of them took the opportunity to parody or otherwise comment on the nation's deeply polarized politics. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.